The weather report, today the 16th of September. Fine fall weather prevails in Berlin and the surrounding districts. The news. The situation in the Sudeten German districts in Czechoslovakia is becoming unbearable, as the Czech military, which are infected by Bolshevism, add more atrocities to the incredible amount of acts of terrorism daily, nay hourly. Czech armored cars and tanks race through towns and villages in Sudetenland and open fire at anyone of whom their brave crews catch glimpses. Consequently, the number of Sudeten German refugees who cross the German frontier is increasing rapidly. Hundreds of refugee camps have been established along the German-Czech frontier, and this morning some 15,000 refugees who had been chased by the Czechs from their homes were accommodated in the camps. The number of refugees is increasing hourly. The stories which these wretched creatures tell of the atrocities and the crimes committed by the Czech brutalized soldiery are hair-raising and confirm the assumption that the Prague government is no longer master of the situation, and prove that the Czech state, by tolerating this regime of brutality, has lost the right of being termed a civilized country. What happens these days in Sudeten German territory under the very eyes of the Czech government is a dark stain on the civilization of the 20th century. The community of civilized European nations can and must no longer tolerate such incredible conditions. Conditions in the Sudeten German territory are exactly the same as those in countries where during the last 20 years Bolshevism stalled abroad. Today, conditions in Sudetenland are exactly the same as they have been in Russia ever since 1917, as they were in Finland in 1918, in Hungary and Munich in 1919, in Central Germany in 1923, and as they are in Spain at present. And all this in a country which was, and perhaps still is, proud of her democratic constitution. Czech broadcasting stations today made the hopeless attempt to declare the German radio news of conditions in Sudetenland were absolutely unfounded. To prove this, the Prague radio station broadcast a mendacious report. Prague announced that German wireless stations had reported of rioting in Prague, which according to the Czech station was a lie. For every foreign correspondent in the Czech capital could convince himself on the spot that no rioting and plundering had yet occurred in Prague. Moreover, the Prague radio station attempted to persuade the world that all was quiet in the Czech Republic, and especially in Sudetenland. To a certain extent, the Prague announcer is quite right, for there prevails in many parts of Sudetenland a quietude, which is at other times only to be found in cemeteries. According to the latest reports, the number of Sudeten German refugees who reached and crossed the German frontier has increased to 20,000. And foreign journalists had ample opportunity of talking to these poor victims of Czech terrorism and of listening to their horrible stories. Such is the peace and order of which Prague reports. Prague agitators even ventured to maintain that Signor Mussolini's letter to Lord Ranselman was a forged document, although this letter had already been published in the world press. But all these mendacious reports avail nothing, for Czech broadcasting stations will not be able to stop the disintegration of the Czechoslovak Republic and to deal away with the atrocities committed by the Czechs in Sudetenland. We must rectify another Czech lie. The Czechs maintained that they had arrested Herr Konrad Henlein, against whom they had issued a warrant. We officially state that this rumor is absolutely unfounded and that Herr Henlein has not been arrested. The Czech public prosecutor issued a letter of warrant against Konrad Henlein, the Sudeten German leader. Copies of this letter of warrant will be sent to all police headquarters of every country in the world. According to an official communique issued by the Prague government, the Sudeten German party has been dissolved. M. Mr. Chamberlain, the British Premier, and Lord Transomon, the British mediator in Prague, arrived back in London today. Before he left the Munich airport, Mr. Chamberlain declared over the wireless that the warm welcome which he was accorded by the Reich government and the population had filled him with great satisfaction. On his arrival at Heston Airport, the British Premier was tremendously cheered by a large crowd which had gathered there to welcome him. At an interview with press correspondents, Mr. Chamberlain declared that he had had a lengthy and very frank and friendly conversation with the Führer. He was glad to know, he said, what the Führer's policy was, just as he had told the Führer what policy Britain pursued. Immediately after their arrival in London, Mr. Chamberlain and Lord Transomon had discussions with Lord Halifax on the Ober-Salzburg meeting, and Sir John Salmon, Sir Samuel Hoare, and Sir Robert Van Zitter, and Sir Cadogan were also present. The London conversation between British ministers were concluded at 8 tonight. An official communique has not yet been issued. A cabinet meeting will be held at 11 o'clock tomorrow morning. The London Evening News dealing with the Czech problem regards the fact that Mr. Chamberlain, the British Premier, and the Führer intend to meet again as a good omen. The paper goes on to say that the opinion of the British cabinet, as well as that of the entire world, was doubtless that the attitude of the Prague government towards the Sudeten Germans should not become a reason for another great war. And it was high time that the Czech government pressed this. And the paper concludes by saying that the Czech Republic would be safer and gain in national prestige the moment her frontiers were redrawn.